Time to talk about a Ballarat guy who is heading off on one hell of an adventure. How does the Mongolian Derby strike you? It's 1,000 kilometres, you heard correctly, 1,000 k's on barely broken horses. This guy is about to attempt it. His name is Tyler Aitken. G'day, Tyler.
Hello, how are you?
Mate, I'm very well. Have you checked in with your therapist on this one? 1,000 kilometres on barely broken horses. What are you thinking, man?
Not sure. I think it's going to be a fair challenge.
It is going to be huge. Now, you've done your research, though. In fact, last night you were having a chat to an Aussie horse trainer or breaker who has done this event. In fact, won it.
Yeah, so Adrian Corboy. So I was good enough to. Oh well, he was good enough to give me some of his time when I rang him up last night, and just he won it in 2018. So had a bit of a chat to him about it and got some tips from him, and heard some of the stories and some of the experiences he went through, and it made the nerves worse, to be honest.
It was supposed to help, yeah. But it didn't. So Tyler, you've been around horses forever and a day. You're a horse trainer, an educator. You break them in. Are those skills going to be absolutely vital for this event?
I'd imagine so, definitely. I mean, the horses that you're handling and have to ride are pretty much living out in the plains of Mongolia. So they live in herds. And as you'd expect, when a horse is living out in a herd and hasn't had a great deal of handling, it reverts back to being quite touchy and semi-wild. I mean, there's sort of wolves out there and different predators for them, so they're definitely on the ball. And when I was speaking to Adrian Corboy, he was sort of saying that if you know sort of what you're doing, that shouldn't be too bad. But he said what you need to make sure you don't do is put, you know, deodorant on or sort of... Don't be afraid to smell, because when you walk past them, they'll pick up on any sort of foreign smells. And he said, because the locals don't really bath that much. So he said, when you're walking past the horses and you've got some foreign smells on you, they'll start snorting at you, and some of them will look to possibly bite at you and sort of defend themselves a little bit if they think you're quite foreign. So
this is a properly organised event, though, right?
Properly organised event. Yeah. There's about 500 people involved with the organisation and running of it. They include, obviously, vets. The vet check every horse before and after the event, and in between each stage that you're riding, so you can't fail a vet check when you get off your horse. So the vet checks, they consist of making sure the horse doesn't have an elevated heart rate above, I think they were saying, 55 beats per minute. They'll listen to gut sounds to make sure the horse has been able to graze during the trip and hasn't been sort of ridden too hard in between. And obviously they check for lameness or any signs of sort of them sort of getting an injury during that stage.
And Tyler, you'll be camping out, so how do you carry all that gear you're going to need?
So you've got you can carry about 5 kilos, or it's strict 5 kilos in your saddlebags, and that obviously consists of everything you need to camp out. I think I bought a ground sheet off Aussie, or a blow-up mattress off Aussie Disposals yesterday, and I reckon it might be a bit too big to be able to fit in there with some of the other stuff, so I'm probably just going to just lay on the ground, really, I think.
So what does a day look like in this event?
No idea, really. I mean, I think pretty much what they were saying, from what I can tell from emails when I was speaking to the Mongol Derby people, is you'll get up at around about, I think riding starts at 8, so get up, you'll then select your horse, manage that horse, saddle it, and then and ride off. Mm-hmm. And you ride probably for about, I think it's, the riding time gives you 11 hours a day, 11 to 12 hours a day.
11 or 12 hours a day in the saddle
in
for
the saddle,
1,000 kilometres.
Exactly.
How much is that going to hurt?
Yeah, fair bit. I was told that if you've got any seams or any sort of anything that's going to start rubbing you, as soon as you start getting a rub, you're going to have to address it, because it'll just rip it apart by the time... you know, you start getting more and more Ks in.
And Tyler, how long do you think you're going to take to get through the 1,000 Ks?
Not sure. I think the winners were sort of around about the 8-day mark, 7 or 8 day mark. So that, you know, they'll obviously push in quite quick. The riders can spread over about 500 kilometres from the person that's in front to the person that's obviously behind.
Wow.
So no idea. Hopefully it's going to be lesser days and I'll get it done and end up in front.
Now, Tyler, you're doing this for charity, and we'll get you to your two charities in question in just a moment. But you're doing this at your cost. You're flying to Mongolia at your cost. You're paying the entry fee. There must be a pot of gold at the end of it for you, though, if you win, right?
Yeah, it seems pretty stupid. No, there's not.
there's no prize money.
No. I don't think so. I mean, they didn't mention anything about it, so I imagine there's not. I think you just get a pat in the back if you win and get some champagne squirted on you and a bit of a pretty photo, but that's about it. I mean, the riding itself does sound obviously incredibly difficult, so it's the achievement within yourself.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to follow your journey?
Yes, you can. So on the Mongol Derby website, you can track each rider live and see where they are throughout the course. And also at different points, the team, Mongol Derby team, will take sort of interviews of you and take pictures and photos, and they can upload them onto their social media network so people can sort of follow through there as well.
And you're hoping to get a satellite phone, I think it was, so we might be able to talk to you whilst competing?
Yeah, I was looking into that. So one person from the Mongol team said that the satellite phones are useless in Mongolia, and then speaking to the satellite phone company, they said, no problem. So
they're trying to sell you one. That's
and they're pretty expensive. I think to rent one, it's up around, it's over $200-something, over $250, and then you're paying $3 a minute to call $3 a text. So it's a bit up there. So, you know, if it's worthwhile, it's worthwhile.
Well, maybe even if we don't speak to you during the event, we'll make a commitment to get you back on the show when you get back to Ballarat. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. And I reckon we'll probably need a little bit of time to go through some of the stories. I mean,
Reckon we will. Tell us about the charities you're supporting, Tyler.
So I'm supporting two charities. So they're close to my family. My sister passed away from brain cancer during the COVID lockdown early on. So we're looking at Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer and Cure for Brain Cancer, the two charities I'm looking to support and bring attention to.
Good on you. And you've set up GoFundMe pages for those charities?
Set up GoFundMe pages. Yep. All my social networks will be posting those again, so people can sort of click on the link and go straight through. It's a bit difficult on Instagram. You can't post a link that's clickable, so you might have to copy and paste the links that we'll put on. But, definitely any sort of Any monetary volunteering on anyone's behalf is
welcomed. Really, and the Ballarat business community have come out and they've started supporting you. Some vets are behind you. There's been some cash come your way, Tyler.
Yeah, we have. Ballarat Vet Clinic has supported me as well, which is really, really good. So they're obviously a business that sort of runs, operates quite close to mine as well. Mm. So they've been very good and come on board, as well as different trainers. Got Archie Alexander, who's a big supporter of mine, who's puts sponsorship forward and support forward as well. So things are coming together.
That's good. You leave Monday, but if people did want to support you, especially your charities, not too late.
Definitely not too late. Charities all the way through. Sponsorship, get in contact with me through my social networks. Mm-hmm. If you guys can put that on your website or post that as well.
We'll do that for you.
And even when I'm overseas, I've got a great young lady that handles all my social media who can sort of field all those questions, and we can push your brand whilst I'm over there.
Yeah, I tell you what, Tyler, hats off to you, mate, in advance. This is one hell of an adventure for a great cause. You're putting Ballarat on the map big time, mate. Lots of luck. We'll get you back in this chair when you get back home. What do you reckon?
Awesome.
Good on you, Tyler. Thanks for your time.